بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, it is only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is his special mercy and favors, his ihsan upon us, that Allah has guided us to Islam, to Iman. Allah has given us hidayat and deen. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, once sitting in a gathering like this, and Nabi Kareem asked them why they were sitting in a gathering, and they mentioned, we are sitting to praise Allah Rabbul Izzat, who has given us hidayat. And he has bestowed upon us favors. Hadana lil Islam wa manna alayna. So we also have come only through the fadl and karam of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah has brought us to his house. We perform our salat, may Allah accept it. We read durood and salawat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should increase our durood and salawat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a Friday. This is a majlis of dhikrullah, a majlis of tawbah, istighfar, repentance, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminding ourselves that Allah is most great, we are His slaves, and we are in this world for a purpose, and one day we will leave this world, then there will be the day of resurrection, qiyamah, we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to account for all our deeds. And then those who have iman will be put into jannat, and those who died without iman, Allah will put them into hellfire. May Allah protect us from jahannam. Whenever we commit a sin, when a person commits a sin, a dark spot appears on his heart. We've mentioned this so many times now. And Allah has created tawbah, istighfar, to wash away this sin and to remove this black dot that has appeared on his heart. But if the person persists, this black dot grows in size. It becomes larger and larger and larger. Then when he makes israr on sins, he is musir on sins, doesn't make tawbah, istighfar, there is no nadamat in his life, he continues his life as he wishes. He follows his whims, his fancies, his nafs, the promptings of shaitan. He lives a life, a carefree life. He forgets that he is a slave of Allah. He forgets this bondage, this connection, that the Mawla is master, that is Allah. He is just a servant of Allah. And he has to be dutiful to Allah. He has to be obeying Allah Rabbul Izzat's instructions, commandments. He has to have the love of Allah. He has to give preference to the commands of Allah over everything. He has to love Allah the most, more than anything in this world. But if he becomes a slave to nafs and shaitan, then he will give preference to this worldly life, and he will do things in this world as though there is no accountability, there is no day of reckoning. So he does as he pleases. He becomes a ghulam of his nafs. He becomes a ghulam, a slave of his nafs. And this is the effort of tazkiyah, that we are turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We wash away these sins that are corroding our heart. We make tawbah, istighfar. We show that shame, that nadamat, the regret. Oh my Allah, I have sinned, I have committed wrong. You are most forgiving. Oh Allah, I am turning to you. It is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and other ahadith kitabs that people had gathered, sitting, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there was a person who came by and sat down for some other work that he had with some person in the gathering. And the end of the gathering, it was announced that all the people, they are forgiven. And the angels then, they mentioned to Allah, but that certain person, he did not come for this gathering to remember you. He came for lihajatin, for some other need. Allah says, these people who have assembled for my sake, hum qawmun la yashqa bihim jaleesuhum. They are such honored people that any person who just sat to them, even though he had some other purpose, but that person is also not deprived because of them. Allah is so kind, Allah is so merciful. Allah wants to give us His love. All we need to change our life from evil towards good, from sins towards doing good deeds, and develop in our hearts the marifat of Allah, the muraqabah of Allah, which I mentioned last week, to have Allah consciousness in our lives, and to develop the love of Allah, this flame of muhabbat of Allah. Somebody asked Arif Billah, our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali, because we know the love of Allah that he had in his heart, every gathering of his tears would roll down his cheeks out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart was brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, how does one acquire, what is this love of Allah ta'ala all about? So he says, like a person who has been pricked by a thorn, and the thorn enters his body and breaks inside. Now it is stuck in his body. So whether, as it says, he's eating samosa or papar, he will always use these examples. He says, whether he's eating samosa or papar, no matter how delicious and tasty the food may be, but the pain of the thorn will be felt by him all the time. Like that is the pain of the love of Allah. No matter what is the condition of the person, wherever he may be, but the pain of the love of Allah is in his body. Like this thorn that has broken in his skin, into his body. Like that, no matter what his condition, he is always having this love of Allah Ta'ala with him. May Allah grant us his true muhabbat. May Allah grant us his love. And this is why we have always, we sit and make the dhikr of Allah, because dhikrullah brings in our hearts the love of Allah. That sukoon, that tranquility that we experience, the joy, the ecstasy in taking the beautiful name of Allah. When we say Allah, how nice we feel. We feel some sweetness on the tongue, some serenity in the heart. The mind feels some type of peace. And this type of serenity, tranquility, sakina can never be experienced by any other thing in this world. No matter what tablet a person takes, no matter what pill a person takes, that ecstasy and that enjoyment and that tranquility, that sukoon, nobody would experience like the sukoon of taking the name of Allah. Take it with love and muhabbat for Allah. Imagine and picture in our minds that Allah is most great, Allah is most powerful, and everything is in His control. And Allah is watching us, and Allah loves us, and Allah is forgiving us, and Allah is giving us a chance to connect with Him. Our hearts have become dead. We are recharging these batteries of ours, these souls of ours, with the nur and ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant me His true muhabbat and all of you, that we become the ushaq of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing is impossible for Allah ta'ala to grant us His muhabbat. When His muhabbat comes into the heart, and that is what our Ahlullah experience, and they mention to us in various types of examples. Unfortunately, we do not have that type of marifat, and that type of love, and that type of muhabbat of Allah. But still, we are trying. Our little efforts, feeble efforts, Allah will have pity upon us, and Allah will include us in the list of His special bandas, and those whom He has given His muhabbah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Rushri. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله, we're making shukr to you for every ni'mat that you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us be-shumar ni'mat, my Allah. We can't enumerate the bounties that you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Allah, especially the bounty of Iman, Islam, Deen, Hidayat. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this ni'mat from us, my Allah. Make us live with Iman, make us die with Iman. Raise us in the day of Qiyamah with Iman, with Kamil Iman, my Allah. Make us be ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqa. Make us be true believers, my Allah. Protect us from kufr, shirk, nifaq, bid'ah, and ma'asiyat, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, hamare dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Hamare khataon ko maaf farma. Hum kamzor hai, hum zaeef hai. Tu aqa hai, tu maula hai, ya Allah. We are your ghulam, we are your slaves. Guide us, help us, protect us, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your zaat. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us the sweetness of making sadda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. We've got different needs, my Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rizq come to us with ease, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. In halal ways, halal avenues. Don't make us make israf, my Allah. Don't make us waste our wealth, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them kamil shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Medina Sharif. Ya Allah, give us baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. The hawdi kuthur water from his mubarak hands, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulid, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabqid wa qabool, farma. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.